In India's cities, sales of electric appliances are booming.
There's a temperature control, 30 to 95 degree ka aapko temperature control aapko milega, multi-speed aapko.
This washing machine salesman touts the features on one of the latest imported washing machines. As hundreds of millions of households in India move into the middle class and buy their first appliances and automobiles, the downside of economic growth is beginning to emerge. Billions of appliances and cars consume huge amounts of energy, and nearly all that energy is derived from carbon-based sources, primarily coal and oil. Lena Srivastav is executive director of the Energy and Resources Institute. She says India's long-term challenge is to meet rising energy demand and make electricity affordable while minimizing carbon emissions.
We have about 400 plus million people in this country who today do not have access to electricity. And if we are to bring these people into the clean energy mode, then we have to be able to provide low-cost energy options to them.
Srivastav says with electrical demand forecast to grow as much as fivefold in the next quarter century, the government is planning to build more plants fired by coal, the dirtiest pollutant.
Total power generating capacity in the country would probably be closer to 1,000 gigawatts. This translates actually into a coal import requirement for this country of almost 1 billion tons of coal, which is huge.
Still, India is resisting international calls for binding emissions cuts. The Director General of the Power Ministry's Bureau of Energy Efficiency, Ajay Mathur, says India will be able to stabilize its carbon consumption, but achieving its self-imposed targets is going to take a long time.
The Prime Minister has committed that the per capita emissions of India will never exceed those of developed countries. And assuming that all of us are moving towards a target of about 2 tons of carbon dioxide per person per year by 2050, 2060, 2070, we should be at that level.
Environmentalists are pressing for India to turn to alternate energy production instead of additional conventional power plants. Greenpeace India Executive Director G. Anantapadmanabhan believes both the Indian jet set and those hoping to trade in their hand fans for air conditioners can be part of the solution.
And we are not saying don't have air travel, don't have air conditioners. We are saying do it in such a way that two things happen. You pay the true price of it, which is common sense, which is good economics. The second thing, do it in such a way that you reduce the carbon footprint associated with it by changing the way you produce that energy.
Greenpeace also wants the government to impose mandatory efficiency standards and carbon taxes. Nuclear power is another option. At present, nuclear power accounts for only about 4% of India's energy needs. If the country gets access to advanced technology and is allowed to import the needed fuel, something that would happen under a controversial civil nuclear deal with the United States, then India might achieve its goal of increasing nuclear power generation tenfold over the next 25 years. But many environmentalists do not want India relying more on nuclear because of the long-term environmental risks and hazards. Greenpeace's Anantapadmanabhan says a partial solution could be as simple as changing to more efficient light bulbs.
In one shot, by changing all the lighting in India, 5% of India's emissions can be cut by changing simply the way we do household lighting essentially, the single point lighting in the form of incandescent bulbs, replace them with efficient compact fluorescent lamp.
If the predicted results of climate change for India, flooding, drought, extreme weather, famine, and disease come true, the country could face a devastating human and financial toll. Already, says Energy Efficiency Bureau boss Ajay Mathur, India spends 2.5% of its gross domestic product on alleviating the impact of natural disasters.
You can imagine that as climate change impacts become more visible, this would only rise. So in a sense, our greatest challenge is the adverse impacts of climate change. We need to reduce the vulnerability of people, ensure that the development that occurs is quote-unquote climate-proof.
The dilemma facing India will be starkly apparent at the upcoming United Nations Climate Conference in Bali. The president of the host nation, Susilo Bambang Yudhoyono, has warned that governments must answer the public demand for what he calls concrete and bold action on climate change. But the Indonesian leader says that should not come at the cost of jeopardizing development. Steve Herman, VOA News, New Delhi.